when we run them on road courses, I think they look really cool. But when you go run them on ovals, I don't think they're going to look too good.
After being hospitalized with a virus, former NASCAR chairman Bill France Jr. is now resting at home. And what will Mark Martin be doing Sunday, watching the Bristol race from his couch?
I'll be replaying the wreck, going back and going forward, you know, and watching them in slow motion. So I will sorely be disappointed if there is lots of wrecks, because it seems like there sure is every time I go. They never know I'm in the race.
Who can tell Mr. Lesler why it's dangerous to go fast?
The faster you go, the less control you have over your car.
Very good, Mr. Edwards, which is why.
Well, yeah, because last year, Charlotte, going about 175 off turn four, Casey got real sideways and just T-boned me right in the door. If I'd have backed him down to, say, 150, 140, he'd have missed me completely.
T-boned.
Well done.
NASCAR Busch Series at Bristol. Coverage begins Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific on ABC.
Having competed on the Formula One circuit for 5 years, Dick Tony Stewart is sitting beside him during the post-race press conference at Atlanta. Juan Pablo Montoya was asked if he watched the F1 season opener from Australia.
If you watch the start by lap 3, he had like 6 seconds. What else are you going to watch? You know, I could predict it at the end of the race. He wasn't
that's what we thought watching you last year.
It was boring, wasn't it?
Same thing. We'd watch the start, watch 3 laps, and we'd all go to bed.
I'll be surprised if you didn't watch anymore.
And that's it for now. I'm Mark Darrow.
PRN's Garage Pass, sponsored in part by Wix Filters. Portions of